right, Dan, are you with us?
I am, Scott. Can you hear me, sir?
Oh, absolutely, buddy. Loud and clear. Thank you for being here. Hey, everybody. You know, I have on the line, we're going to do a really short interview with Dan, the man, Singleton. You know, that I've known Dan just for a short period of time. But let me share with you what I know about Dan. Dan is an honest, reliable, hardworking, intelligent person. And I am delighted to have him as a new media leader. He's going to be huge, huge, huge in our industry, an invaluable part of new media. So, Dan, can you share a little background on yourself, your previous work history, your network marketing experience?
Sure. Absolutely, Scott. Absolutely delighted to do that. And thank you so much for the opportunity. You know, the thing that comes to my mind first and foremost, Scott, quite honestly, is just gratitude and just true, true, true thankfulness. You know, I was with IBM for about 17 years, and I actually worked in the nuclear power plant industry. As a matter of fact, if you ever purchase gasoline at a gas pump and you use your credit card to swipe it at the pump, my team at IBM was responsible for the very first implementation of the ability to buy gas at the pump. I also worked in the nuclear power plant industry for a while, and I lived within a 50-mile square radius of that nuclear power plant, and guaranteed there were going to be no mistakes. Now, I got my start in technology literally from my dad. He was a radio TV man. Believe it or not, my dad brought one of the very first black and white televisions into our home. And so, you know, it's just such an amazing. And by the way, he made quite a nice sideline income as being a part-time radio and TV guy, you know. So when I look at my paychecks that I'm getting from New Media, I'm like, thank you, Dad. But I went on to get involved in the network marketing industry, and I was a trainer for several large companies. And this really brings me to the point of what I wanted to share. You know, when I flew out to California to meet with you and Jim, I sat about for an hour with Jim at a Starbucks, and I really took his measure. You know, I'm a 69-year-old guy, and I feel like I'm a pretty good judge of character. And, you know, I really, really, really wanted to meet the man behind all of this. And guys, I have to tell you, no questions whatsoever about it. This man's heart is absolutely on our side. Now, hey, does Jim make a few mistakes every now and then? Does he maybe tend to bite off a little more than he can chew sometimes? Yeah, absolutely. But guess what? So do guys like Thomas Edison, you know? In any event, when I was in the network marketing industry, I always got to the very top of the business as a marketing guy. And really, my forte was training. And I love to train people and help them get the benefit of the opportunity. Unfortunately, some of the companies that I work for, the CEO was not the kind of guy that I really wanted to do business with long term. And I had to sever my relationships with a few companies. But guys, I have to tell you, I am so absolutely delighted, not only with this incredible opportunity, because when I look at those guys that were dancing in those videos and the gal, you know, I'm lost to figure out which one I feel the most like, you know? I still can't not believe when I wake up and we get paid when people turn on their TV. So, you know, to be in a position that I am now, to be able to share and help so many people take advantage of this revolution, you know, hey, I go back to when you couldn't own your own phone from my bell, you had to rent it. And so I see very clearly the writing on the wall as we go from landlines to cell phones where you don't pay for long distance. And now what's happening in the media industry, it is totally off the chain. And we are absolutely positioned to be at the right place in the right time to take advantage of it, Scott.
Wow, Dan, that's absolutely incredible. And I got to tell you, you have demonstrated, displayed a lot of your abilities, your character, and you know, I'm really, really glad that you shared your viewpoint of Mr. Jim Ferris. And, you know, I got the same thing. I have owned over 20 different companies. And I've had some partners in some companies. And I got to tell you, I didn't always make the best decisions. But here's what I learned. I learned that you want to partner up with somebody that you can trust. you know, trusting them is the most important characteristic that I want in a business partner. And I couldn't, you know, partner up with somebody who was really great, but I was worried if he was robbing me or cheating the field, or didn't have the right intentions, you know? So it's absolutely wonderful to have a partnership with someone who is just, you know, a great, 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 great individual. And then it's also wonderful to meet people like you, Dan, that have the same integrity, the same philosophy, and the same caring attitude. Now, I want to ask you, what attracted you to new media, Dan? I mean, is there one thing or two things?
Absolutely, Scott. It's such an easy question. My wife, she is a huge NBA fan, almost as much as me. As a matter of fact, she's such an NBA fan. At Christmas time, listen to this, I gave her two life-size posters of Dwayne Wade from the Miami Heat, right? Now, about 2 years ago, we moved to our present home up in the northern part of Florida. Before, we were down by Miami, and, you know, we used to watch all the games, no problem at all. And then we moved up here, and suddenly I was seeing something called blackout. Honestly, Scott, I didn't know what a blackout was. I called the cable company, and I said, what is this? And said, oh, you've got to call the NBA league pass people and get a league pass. So I called them. I said, oh, excuse me, because of the area that you're in, you still are going to have a large percentage of the games blacked out. Well, my wife looked at me like I had three heads, you know? So it was right around the time that I got new media. And, oh, man, I mean, it literally saved my bacon, because now we don't miss a game. Like I said, she's a huge NBA fan, you know, and oh my God, that I ask people all the time a real simple question. I say, hey, listen, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about your cable TV bill? Do you feel like you're getting your money's worth? And then I just shut up and listen. One lady, she said to me recently, she says, are you kidding me? I hate my cable bill. I'm paying over $200 a month and I got to have it for the kids. You know, Scott, at the end of the day, to me, that the ability to provide a solution to somebody like that, a struggling single parent, you know, who needs that, you know, buffer for her kids, you know, to me, there is no amount of money on earth that's worth me being able to provide a solution to a parent like that. So at the end of the day, it really comes down to, you know, I believe firmly that if you help enough other people get what they want, yours is guaranteed to be taken care of.
You know, Dan, that's really ironic. That's one of the things that really attracted me to new media. You know, I'm in the real estate and lending business as well. I have several companies. And one of our customers, one of our clients, was being foreclosed on. And, you know, she lost her job. She couldn't pay her mortgage, and she was losing her house and so forth. And I really felt for her, and it broke my heart anytime somebody loses their home. But I asked her, I said, hey, Debbie, you know, how much did you pay for cable when you had it? And she looked at me and she said, what do you mean? I said, you know, oh, you didn't have cable before? Did you have satellite? She goes, no, I still have it. I said, what do you mean? You're losing your house. You're not paying your mortgage. She said, Scott, my cable bill is over $200 a month, and I continue to pay my cable bill, because if I don't pay it, they'll turn it off. And I can't sit at home and stare at the blank wall all day. So it was absolutely incredible to me that this lady would lose her house and still pay $200 a month for a cable bill. And I thought, wow. Could she have used new media for $49.95 and saved $150 a month and used it as an opportunity? And maybe she would have saved her house and kept it, you know? One of the things that really attracted me to new media was it was a simple way for a lot of people to make money. I've been in a lot of network marketing companies, and like you, Dan, I've made a lot of money, but what broke my heart was when I saw people working and really trying and they couldn't make it. But with new media, that's all history. Anybody that really tries and follows will make some money. And that's why we worked really hard in putting together a system that people could follow and that was inexpensive, that was easy. And Dan, you've helped us build this system. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Dan,
could you share with us what some of your new media goals are?
Oh, for sure. So at this point, I'm a 4-star, and my goal absolutely is to hit 5-star. And I know that the only way I'm going to be able to do that is by helping several people that I've targeted on my team who are total up-and-comers to hit that 4-star themselves. And as we grow this across the country and then, of course, internationally, when I joined Scott, we used to do something really crazy. We would take our old cell phone bills and show them to people and compare them. You know, we got to get back to those days, you know, because the difference is so humongous, and especially with what we have now in terms of content. But, ultimately, I do also love to volunteer. I've worked with several organizations helping young kids there's an organization in Fort Lauderdale that I was part of for about 5 years called Fatherhood Mentorship Program, where we meant dads to help them be better dads. And I'd love to get a chapter of that started up here in the northern part of Florida. I'm also an avid boater, and I'd love to, when I got into boating and I saw the difference mentality it gave me coming from the inner city to feel what it was like to be out there on the open ocean, that was just something that there's no words that I can use to describe it. And I would love to get that experience for a lot of young kids. So that's where my head is at, and that's where I'm going.
Dan, that's absolutely beautiful. Yeah, new media is going to be phenomenal, and because it's true residual income, because people will watch TV all the way until the end, and when and then somebody else watches the TV and takes over the bill. But you'd be able to get out on the boat and travel, and you don't have to worry about your income because it'll still come again and again and again. And I'd love to be able to help a lot of people achieve that as well. Hey Dan, do you have a big picture vision of new media? What do you see out there?
That's a great question, Scott. When I look at, again, just looking at the evolution, right? We know what happened when landlines turned into cell phones, right? We see what's going on as the television industry moves from those 3-foot wide TV sets to flat screens that are sitting on people's walls. And then when you look at what's going on with 5G and how that's literally just going to revolutionize people's viewing experience. And the fact that we are right at the cutting edge of that with new media, it's hard for me to even describe, because I know what some of the long-term plans are with, new media as far as, ultimately being able to give us the ability to earn revenue from ad sharing and so forth. So there's a lot more coming that, can't really get into right now. But the big picture that I see is honestly a worldwide business opportunity that just is without end. Because as you said, not only do people watch TV till the day they die, but I got to pinch myself every day I wake up and realize, I'm getting residual income literally every single day. Whenever somebody turns on their television, it doesn't get any better than that.
Dan, you say that gives me goosebumps. When I got involved in regular businesses, there are a lot of things I like about a traditional business. I got involved in network marketing in the industry, and there were a lot of things that I loved about network marketing, but there were things I didn't like about traditional business, and things that I didn't like about network marketing. And, by getting involved with new media, we were able to, with Jim's blessing and people like yourself and your ability to help us, we were able to combine the best of both worlds. We don't have the traditional overhead of a regular business. We don't have the rent. We don't have the inventory. We don't have all of those things that makes it beautiful so anybody can start a business. But in network marketing, there are a lot of things that I didn't like, and we're able to take out all of that. I love the fact that we don't charge any garbage fees. We don't charge anything that we don't need to. We didn't hide a fee in the comp plan. We didn't hide a fee in annual renewals. We didn't hide fees in joining different countries. We didn't hide fees, you know, in anything we do in your back office. You know, I was with a company that says your back office is free, but they didn't really give you a free back office. They give you the minimal version, but if you wanted the real back office, then it costed you, you know, like $20 a month. I was glad that Jim was such an upstanding guy that he said, yeah, Scott, I agree. Let's get rid of all that garbage fees. Let's do it for the people, you know, and that's absolutely what I love about New Media, is that we could combine the great things from both industries and put them together in one package and take out all the bad things from both industries and leave them out of New Media. And you're right. Do we make mistakes? Heck yeah, we do. But it is always with the right intention. And if we make a mistake, we're going to go ahead and fix it. That's the thing.
Scott, what you just said is so extremely important. I just really want to underscore that. You know, so my last webinar that I did on Tuesday, I had a couple of people in the chat, you know, commenting, hey, how can you possibly be so positive, you know, when, you know, we're facing a deprecation of service? And I'm like, guys, the answer is extremely simple. Keep the faith. You know, I mean, I'm blessed because I did have that opportunity to sit with Jim eyeball to eyeball. And I'm here to tell you guys, but I'm the type of person that there, honestly, there is no amount of money whatsoever that is worth my peace of mind, the cost of my peace of mind to be able to put my pillow on my head at night and not have to worry about something I told one person and another person was there. No, I refuse to live my life like that. And I'm so thrilled to have business partners like you and Anthony and Jim who share that fact that integrity is just priceless. There's nothing more important. And anything else, guys, as a team together, you know, I love what Mahatma Gandhi said. He said, listen, be the change that you want to see in the world. So, you know, all I can say is if it's something that's a little bit lacking, hey, step up and fill the void. And together, we will succeed together. No question about it.
Hey, Dan, I want to really thank you for your time and for sharing with us. Is there any last few words you want to share with the team?
Well, nothing other than the fact that at this point in time, it's literally historic. I mean, we're going to look back on these days and we're just going to wish that, you know, we had taken pen to paper and maybe just jotted down some of the events that are happening, because we are living, folks, honestly, in a historic time with respect to this industry. And New Media is poised to literally become just a worldwide phenomenon. We've got everything is in place. And it just, I literally, you know, I'm ready to just work as hard as I ever have, and then 10 times that, to make sure that this opportunity is in place for my kids. So all I can say is let's get her done.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. You know, again, you keep giving me goosebumps, chicken skin, chills running up and down my spine. It's like you read Jim and I like a book. You know, Jim and I have discussions, and trust me, people, there has been a lot of difficult situations, a lot of things that you don't really know about, but we've overcome them. And Jim and I always look at it, and we look at each other and we say, one day we're going to turn around, we're going to laugh about all the difficulties we had, because, you know, we've changed so many lives and helped so many people. And that's what we're doing it for. You know, hey, Dan, I got one last question for you. Would you mind coming back, you know, down the road and letting us know how you and your New Media business is progressing?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. I would be delighted. You know, I share just one quick thing with you. I have a brand new teammate that just came in, believe it or not, through a Fiverr video.
Beautiful.
And his name is Daryl, and I was helping him today set up his very first Fiverr video. And this is a gentleman, you know, he's about my age, and you know, he's not the most technical guy. He drove a truck for 38 years, but you know what? He is such a part. When I recently made a trip to Georgia to watch my sister's daughter get married, and I drove to South Carolina to meet with him. I sat down at his kitchen table, and you know, I helped him today. He literally asked me, Dan, hey, I'm not sure how to copy and paste. You know, he was trying to put his link into his Fiverr site. And I got on with him and showed him how to, you know what? That's why I'm here. It's guys like that, that I know that this business is just going to have a tremendous upside for him down the road. And, you know, to me, that's what it's all about, man. I'd be happy to come.
Beautiful, Dan. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, everybody. I want to share with you some of the upgrades, some of the things that have changed over the last few days. Let me first start by saying that new media is, oh, I want to say 95% or more back, and back even better. You know, picture quality is better than before. We have now the very best servers that money can buy. We have the very best security systems on all our servers, all our software. That was a big, big undertaking and challenge for us, even to get connectivity between our apps and the new security. Our new security was keeping ourselves out. That's how secure it was. Pretty funny. But, you know, we had to change a lot of our app settings and different software in the apps to be able to connect to our new servers. People, we are primed for millions and millions and millions of customers. Jim is headed to Mexico this weekend, and he will be doing some training with our first set of South American and Central America, so Mexico and South America, leadership there. And right after, we will start having meetings and trainings there. We will have Spanish webinars come online. All of that upgrade. We just had a conversation today on what our next phase for our business is. And we agreed that our next phase for our business is simply cleaning up everything that we have dangling and loose. That means cleaning up our websites, cleaning up some of the language that's on there, cleaning up any spelling errors, cleaning up our videos to reflect the 7-day free trials instead of 24 hours, creating everything in Spanish as well as English. We need to get our support fully versed to help all these Latinos that are coming and be able to help them and teach them and train them. We need to be able to put more training videos and recordings on our website. I mean, everything that is new media is about to be upgraded. Now, I'm going to share with you that some of the channels aren't connected. And if you run across any, just let support know. Most of them are, but some of them didn't connect right, so let them know which ones didn't connect, and we'll go ahead and reconnect those channels. Maybe a couple of videos or movies here and there are categorized wrong. Maybe it's a Spanish movie that belongs, you know, that's in the English category, and we need to move them over. Little things like that, you know, so it isn't perfect. And, you know, I don't know if it'll ever be perfect, but it will be very, very good. It is already worth way more than the $49.95. I did see the NFL channels come back online today. Will we relabel them? We should. you know, I know Jim has that down on his list. You know, right now I think it says NFL 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, something like that. But previously we had them by teams. So you would just click on the home team of a game and the game would come on. Yes, we do want to label them that way again. And I'm not sure if the NBA is labeled that way, but we do. We ought to label all our sports that way by teams. And then wherever the home team is at, that's who you click on to get the channel. The NFL Red Zone is up and running. People, there's a lot that's there. It's absolutely beautiful. You know, I watched bits and pieces of a movie on new media today. I watched it previously, and it's called I Can Only Imagine. And I'd recommend that all of you watch that movie. You know, I Can Only Imagine. What a wonderful show. And you know, when I watched it this time, I was thinking new media. And I can only imagine where we're going to go. I can only imagine how many lives we're going to change. I can only imagine how many people that will save a lot of money being on new media. I can only imagine the kind of success a lot of you will have. I mean, incredible. I hate to admit it, but I had tears welling up in my eyes as I was thinking about the movie and how it pertains to new media. And people, this is going to be incredible. So again, thank you for being on the webinar. Thank you for sharing in this. We will have a different interview with a different speaker from week to week. Dan, thank you for being part of this very first one. I appreciate you more than you would ever know. You think you know, but I appreciate you even more than that. And all our members, you know, those of you that have been around for a long time, thank you, thank you, thank you, because we needed you. We absolutely needed you. We needed you to break our system. We needed you to stress out the system. We needed you to tell us what was wrong with what we were doing. We needed you to straighten out what we needed to straighten out. So for that, we thank you eternally. And for those of you that are brand new, we need you too, because we need you to take our business to the very next level. And we foresee hundreds of thousands and then millions of new media customers changing people's lives, changing how they live. You know, I have a wonderful life, wonderful wife. I tease her all the time. I'm a jokester. You know, if you've ever been to one of my live meetings, we laugh and we joke all the time. My kids are great. I love them and appreciate them. I don't tell them that enough. But I have no drama in my life. And honestly, the only stress in my life is making sure new media becomes the business we want it to be, the opportunity that we want it to be. And even that is not really, truly stressful. The only stress is getting it done fast enough to help all of you change your lives. So people, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate you. Jim appreciates all of you too. And let's have an awesome rest of the week, rest of the month, and rest of the year. I can guarantee you a lot of people are going to have a wonderful holiday season. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. I appreciate you all.